由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us once again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
It is always a delight for us to know that you have been listening regularly to this program.
我们很开心知道你按时收听这个节目。
We would be delighted to hear from you and know how this is helping you.
欢迎你来信告诉我们节目对你有什么样的帮助。
We have been looking at the seven words from the cross.
目前我们正在讲十架七言，就是耶稣在十字架讲的七句说话。
And I want to talk to you about this fifth one.
今天我要跟你讲第五句的说话。
But I want to begin by telling you this.
首先我要告诉你听。
The most treasured words of anyone are those words that are uttered on their deathbed.
人在临终之前所讲的说话往往是最令人珍惜的。
I came across a pamphlet containing words of dying unbelievers contrasted by the last words of dying believers.
我看过一本的小册子，将不信的人和信徒临终之前所讲的说话并列，做了一个对比。
Among the unbelievers were the words of Thomas Hobbes.
在不信主的人当中，有一个人叫做何布士先生。
He was a self-confessed atheist.
他自称是一个无神论者。
And he said the following as he was dying.
在他临终前他说，
I am taking a fearful leap into the dark.
我将要跳入恐怖的黑暗里面。
And then the French agnostic by the name of Voltaire on his deathbed said the following.
法国著名的不可知论者伏尔泰在临终之前就这样说，
I am abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell.
我被神和人遗弃，我将会去到地狱。
But if we listen to some of the words of the believers as they died,
又等我们听下信徒临终之前所讲的说话。
Moody the evangelist said the following.
报道家穆迪这样讲，
This is glorious. Earth recedes. Heaven is opening. God is calling me.
他说真是充满了荣光了，世界消逝，天堂的门打开了，神正在呼唤我。
In my last four broadcasts, I have been telling you about the last statements from the cross.
在过去四次的节目里面，我和你谈论到耶稣在十字架上讲的最后几句说话。
The seven sayings from the cross of Christ have been cherished by Christians for 2,000 years.
两千年以来，基督徒对主耶稣所讲的十架七言是极为真实的。
Let me just remind you of what I said.
让我们重复一下之前曾经讲过的。
The first of these words was about 9 o'clock in the morning.
十架七言里面第一句说话是在早上大约九点钟的时候讲的。
Jesus interceded on behalf of people who hung him on the cross.
耶稣为那些将他钉十字架的人祈祷。
And he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
他说，赦免他们，因为他们所作的，他们不晓得。
Then in the middle of the morning,
跟着在早上稍后的时间，
he spoke a word of assurance and promise to the repentant fellow on the cross next to him.
他对钉在他旁边十字架上面那个认罪悔改的犯人保证。
And he said to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise."
跟他说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Then toward noon,
到了正午的时分，
undistracted by his own pain,
耶稣并没有因为极度的痛苦而有所疏忽。
He made a provision for his own mother.
他安排了人去照顾奉养他的母亲。
Then when the brightness of high noon became blacker than midnight,
后来当明亮的正午时刻变得比子夜还要黑暗的时候，
He uttered a cry of mystery.
他发出一个奇特的呼喊，
Preserved in the very words that he spoke.
圣经用他原本的言语记录了下来，
Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani.
他说以利以利拉马撒巴各大利。
My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
意思就话我嘅神，我嘅神，为什么离弃我
？Now we come to the fifth of the seven sayings from the cross.
现在我哋要讲十诫七言嘅第五句说话啦。
And this one is recorded in the Gospel of John only.
呢一句说话只系记录喺约翰福音。
Remember that John was there in person.
请记得当时约翰系在场嘅。
John was there and he heard Jesus to be saying, I thirst.
约翰就在那里，他听见耶稣说，我渴了。
Let us read verses 28 and 29 of John 19.
让我们来看看约翰福音19章28至29节。
Now this cry from the cross is not the cry of provision for others.
这一次从十字架上所发出的呼喊并不是为其他人去代求的。
But rather a cry of agony that self-consciously came from the lips of the Lord.
而是出自主的口，为他所经历到的痛苦发出呼喊。
First, it is a cry of physical suffering.
首先，这个是一个肉体受苦的呼喊。
The gospel writers do not necessarily want to give us the gory details of the crucifixion.
福音书的作者并不打算详细记录钉十字架血淋淋的情况。
But from the gospel accounts, we know that prior to the crucifixion, there was a day or two of tension and apprehension.
但是根据福音书的记载，在钉十字架之前一两日就已经充满了紧张和忧虑的情绪了。
It was the tension of the upper room.
在吃最后晚餐的楼房里面，充满着不安的情绪。
It was a tension of Gethsemane.
在客西马利园亦都充满了不安的气氛。
Tension and apprehension heightened the sense of thirst.
紧张和忧虑加强了口渴的感觉。
Where the Lord prayed with such intensity that his sweat was like drops of blood.
当耶稣迫切地祈祷，他的汗珠就好像大血点地滴在地上。
And that caused intense dehydration.
导致他的身体严重缺水。
First, it was Annas.
跟住先系阿拿。
And then Caiaphas.
然之后系该亚法。
And then the whole Sanhedrin.
再跟住系整个嘅公会。
Then across the city to Jerusalem, from the judgment hall of Caiaphas to the fortress of Antonia.
然后耶稣从大祭司该亚法嘅法庭被带到耶路撒冷城嘅另一边，嚟到安东尼亚城堡。
Then there was the tension of the arrest and the trip from Gethsemane to the judgment hall of Caiaphas, where the three stages of Jewish trial took place.
耶稣是从客西马利园被捕，带到去该亚法那里，受犹太人宗教法庭的三重审讯的。
And then a fourth interrogation by Pilate.
然后在罗马巡抚比拉多那里接受第四次的审讯。
Then he was dragged across the city again to the judgment hall of Herod, where there was a fifth interrogation.
跟住又被押到耶路撒冷城嘅另一边，到希律王嗰度受第五次嘅审讯。
And finally back to Pilate, where for the sixth time in the early hours of the morning, where he was interrogated and mocked.
最后大约在清晨时分被解到去比拉多那里受第六次的审讯，罗马的士兵还戏弄他。
Nowhere in the scripture is there records that the Lord Jesus was ever given any relief for his physical needs.
圣经没有一度是记载到主耶稣是有一阵休息的时间的。
On the contrary,
相反呢？
From what we know of the treatment of people on these occasions of those days,
根据我们的了解，在这种情况底下，当时的人是怎样对待犯人的呢？
He probably was dragged with brutality from place to place.
耶稣很可能是被粗暴地押解到去不同的地方。
Thirsty.
他很口渴。
Then there was the flogging.
而且还有被鞭打。
Many men have died from the cruelty of such flogging.
好多人在受到这样残酷的鞭打的时候就已经被打死了。
But he was weakened so much that he could not carry the cross up the hill to crucifixion.
这个时候主耶稣已经很软弱，很虚弱，他不能够背负这个十字架上山了。
After the flogging, there was the laceration and the loss of blood that followed.
受到鞭打之后，佢伤口破裂，大量失血。
And then there was a suspension on the cross for 6 hours.
然后被挂喺十字架上边六个钟头咁耐。
No wonder his soul anguished with the cry of physical thirst.
难怪佢心力交瘁，发出口渴嘅呼喊。
In the original language, it's only one word.
喺原文嗰度只有一个字。
It goes like this, thirst.
就系渴。
In response, one of the soldiers dipped the sponge in a jar of wine vinegar on the end of a javelin and lifted it up to him.
其中一个士兵就攞海蛹从盛满咗呢一个嘅醋嘅器皿里边染咗啲醋，绑喺牛膝草上边，就送到耶稣嘅嘴边。
We don't know whether this was really an act of cruelty or an act of kindness.
我哋唔知道呢个系出于恶意定系善意嘅行动。
Some have said that the soldiers were sharing with Jesus some of their sour wine.
有人话呢啲嘅士兵同耶稣分享佢哋嘅酸酒。
I don't believe that the New Testament writers want us to reflect so much on the details of Jesus' physical suffering.
我唔相信新约嘅作者要我哋咁注意耶稣身体受苦嘅细节。
I believe that the New Testament writers want us to reflect more on the cross and what it means for our salvation than the details of the physical pain.
我相信新约嘅作者要我哋多啲思想十字架同救恩嘅关系，多过要我哋思想耶稣肉体受苦嘅细节。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱朋友，我想问你一个问题。
What does the anguish of the cross say to you and to me?
对你同我嚟讲，十字架嘅痛苦代表住乜嘢呢？
First,
第一点，
that Jesus will never, never turn down anyone who comes to him crying for salvation.
耶稣永远唔会拒绝嗰啲向佢求取救恩嘅人。
If you have ever doubted whether Christ has heard your cry of surrender, meditate upon his suffering upon the cross, and that should tell you that he has.
如果你曾经怀疑基督有没有听你的呼求，请思想一下他在十字架上所受的苦，你就知道他已经听见了。
There are times in the lives of even the believers when shadows of doubt fall over them.
就算是基督徒，他们的生命也都有疑惑的时刻。
There are times in the lives of believers when they wonder if Jesus would keep his word of promise.
基督徒的生命有时都会怀疑耶稣是不是守他的诺言呢？
Would he ever keep the promise that says, whoever comes to me in no way I will cast out?
主耶稣是不是永远都守他的诺言，凡是来到他跟前的他都不会撇弃呢？
Will he keep the promise that says, those whom the Father has given me, I will lose none?
他会不会守他的诺言，凡是天父赐给他的人，他一个都不会失去呢？
When you see Calvary distilled in that word, I thirst, it ought to remind you of what the Apostle Paul said.
当你见到加略山凝聚在口渴这一声的呼喊的时候，你应该想起使徒保罗的说话。
God who spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us, how will he not with him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
It is impossible for anyone who would come to the Lord saying, Lord, save me, that the Lord would not save him.
若果有人来到主的面前说，主啊，救我，主是不可能不理会他的。
In that word, I thirst, Jesus gives us the assurance that our treaty of peace with God has been signed.
当主耶稣说我渴了，就等于耶稣在神和人和好的合约上面签了保证书。
Secondly,
第二点，
the word I thirst ought to be remembered and meditated upon at times of temptation.
当遇上试探的时候，我们一定要谨记并且默想耶稣所讲的我渴了这句说话。
None of us will go through life without the constant, subtle, clever craftiness of the tempter.
每个人一生之中都经常会受到魔鬼的试探，他的试探总是很狡猾，很不露痕迹的。
He comes to you and to me in the moment of loneliness or in the moment of fatigue, or whatever your own weakness may give him and tries to tempt us.
当我哋孤单嘅时候，好攰、好软弱嘅时候，佢就会趁机嚟试探我哋。
He is always ready for us to give him a door of opportunity or a foothold.
只要我哋俾佢开方便嘅门，或者俾佢一个立足点，佢即刻就会乘虚而入啦。
He is waiting for us to get out of the way just a little bit.
佢时时hold住我哋稍有松懈嘅时刻。
Our adversary is there, ready to push us all the way.
我哋嘅敌人系随时准备将我哋推入歧途嘅。
How do you meet that temptation?
你是怎样去面对试探和诱惑的呢?
The way you and I are to meet this temptation is at the moment of temptation.
当试探来到的那一刻,你和我都应该这样去对付。
Whether it be it greed,
无论是贪婪,
or hot anger of hatred,
或者是愤怒和憎恨,
whatever it may be that pulls you in your life,
无论是什么事叫你的生命受到干扰。
At the moment of temptation, stop right then and meditate on the reality that fastened Jesus to the cross and caused him to cry out, I thirst.
当试探来到的那一刻，就停在那里默想主耶稣被钉在十字架上面，呼喊着我渴了。
When you do this at the moment of greed or dishonesty,
当你在贪婪或者不诚实的时候就这样去做了。
When you do that at the moment of impurity or hate,
当你有污点或者是憎恨的时候就这样去默想耶稣了。
When you do that, you will receive power to overcome.
当你这样做你就会得到能力去胜过你的软弱。
If this stops here, it would still be enough.
如果我们今天就讲到这一度已经是很足够的学习了。
But there is a deeper meaning to this cry, I thirst.
但是我渴了这个呼喊其实还有更深的意义的。
The word of God gives us fuller meaning to the cry, I thirst.
神的话告诉我们听我渴了的呼喊还有更加丰富的意义。
If you have a Bible, turn to Psalm 42.
如果你有圣经的话请翻开诗篇第42篇。
It says,
圣经那里这样说，
As the deer panteth after water, my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirst for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
他说，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
Remember that the preceding cry, the cry of my last message, was a cry of desertion.
记得我们上一次讲到呼喊是耶稣被离弃的呼喊。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那里他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
With the totality of humanity's sin weighing down heavily upon him,
全人类所有的罪孽都沉重地压在他的肩头上。
He had for the first time and only time in eternity seen the back of the Father.
这一次是耶稣第一次亦都是永恒当中唯一的一次与神分离。
And having tasted the wrath of God, he cried out with the psalmist, I thirst.
当他尝到神的愤怒的时候他和诗人一样地去呼喊说我渴了。
He thirsts for the renewal of fellowship with the Father.
他渴望能够和父神再次联合。
He thirsts to be in the presence of God the Father.
他渴望和父神同在。
What about you?
你又是怎样呢?
When was the last time did you thirst for God?
你最近一次渴求神是在什么时候呢?
When was the last time you thirst for being in the presence of God?
你最近一次渴求和神同在是在什么时候呢?
What broken system are you looking to and to satisfy your thirst?
你是不是依赖一些支离破碎的方式来满足你的饥渴呢?
In John chapter 4 at Jacob's well in Samaria, Jesus met a woman.
约翰福音第四章记载到耶稣在撒玛利亚的雅各井旁遇见一个妇人。
A woman like all of us who was tempted to get her satisfaction from a broken cistern and from the counterfeit water.
这位女士和我们一样，硬是很想从破落和虚假的水源那里寻求到满足。
And Jesus said to her,
耶稣就对她说了，
Anyone who drinks from this water shall thirst again.
她说，凡喝这水的还要再喝。
This woman thought that her satisfaction comes from her religious tradition.
这位女士以为她可以从宗教传统里面获得满足。
This woman thought that her satisfaction can come from observing some dead rituals.
这位女士以为她可以从固守的礼仪当中去获得满足。
This woman thought her satisfaction come from her feeding of her sensuality.
这位女士以为她可以从声色的享受里面获得满足。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对她说，
This kind of water gives you a false sense of satisfaction.
他说这些水只是给你虚假的满足。
Some of you may be drinking from the fountain of work.
有些人或者是从工作当中去寻求泉水。
Thinking that if I can just do a little more, I will be satisfied.
他们满以为如果多做一点就能够得到满足了。
Some of you are drinking at the well of drunkenness.
有些人或者是从饮酒里面去寻求泉水。
Thinking that it will take away your pain.
以为这样就可以消除他的痛苦了。
Some of you may be drinking from the water of selfishness and self-centeredness.
有些人或者在自私和自我中心里面去寻求泉水。
But written all over these broken cisterns that whoever drinks from this water will thirst again and again.
但是很显然，任何人如果从这些支离破碎的方式去寻求泉水解渴，还会不断的饥渴的。
But thirsting after God is the only thirst that truly satisfies.
只有渴慕神才能够得到真正的满足。
Jesus was thirsting for the Father.
耶稣渴望父神。
Also this cry was a cry of surrender and submission.
这一种的呼喊也都代表着降服。
The scripture clearly teaches that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is one for whom and through whom the whole world was created.
圣经很清楚地教导我们，万物都是为了永生神的儿子而做的，也都是藉着祂去做的。
When the Father said, Let there be light, the Lord Jesus Christ organized this light.
当父神说要有光，主耶稣基督就安排了光。
When the Father said, Let us make man in our own image.
当父神说，让我们按着自己的形象去做人。
The eternal Son administered and brought that about.
永生神的儿子就成就了这件事。
When the Father said, Let there be separation between firmament and the waters.
当父神说，苍天要同大水分开。
The pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ administered that.
仍然未道成肉身的主耶稣基督就成就了这件事。
The one who created all the oceans and the rivers and the lakes of the world in surrender to the Father said, I thirst.
那位创造世界上的河流、海洋和湖泊的主降服在神面前说，我渴了。
The one who put all the waters together in submission to the Father said, I thirst.
那位将众水聚在一起的主信服神说，我渴了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul said,
保罗在哥林多前书第十章那里说，
In the wilderness, Israel drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
以色列人在旷野所饮的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，这个磐石就是基督了。
Now this same rock the Lord Jesus Christ said, I thirst.
这个磐石主耶稣基督现在说，我渴了。
This same Lord who in the beginning of his ministry refused to prostitute his spiritual power to turn stone into bread, refused to minimize the suffering of Calvary to slacken his own thirst.
他就是当年一出来传道的时候，拒绝魔鬼引诱的主。 当时他拒绝使用属灵的能力将石头变成饼，现在他同样拒绝以解除口渴来减轻加略山上的苦楚。
This is an act of submission.
这个就是信服的具体行动了。
My listening friend,
亲爱的朋友,
I want you to listen what I'm going to tell you as I bring this message to a close.
我就来要结束今日的信息了，请留心听我跟着要讲给你听的。
There are many ways for us to assert ourselves.
我们有很多的方法来去标榜自己。
To force our own opinions upon others.
我们可以将自己的意见强加在其他人的身上。
There are many ways for us to parade our pride.
我们有很多的方法去表现我们的高傲。
There are many ways for us to see that our will must be done.
我们有很多方法去坚持自己的意见，达到自己的目的。
But when you hear the voice of the Galilean again and again saying, You can do all that, but for my sake submit and do it not.
但是当你听到加利利人耶稣对你讲，这些事你都可以做，但是为了我的缘故，信服吧，不要去做那些事吧。
Jesus suffering physically, spiritually, and willingly submitted his own will to the will of the Father.
耶稣承受着身体和灵性上面的煎熬，仍然甘心放低自己的意思，遵从神的旨意。
He was under no constraint to do it at all.
主耶稣基督并不是被迫这样去做的。
John, who recorded the words, I thirst, tells us in Revelation 7,
将我渴了这句说话记录下来的约翰在启示录第七章告诉我们听，
that when we are gathered around the Lamb,
将来当我们环绕着神的羔羊的时候，
we shall neither hunger nor thirst anymore,
我们不再饥饿，亦都不再口渴。
In his presence, all thirst was slackened.
同主同在，所有的饥渴都解除了。
For we shall be forever in the presence of the one who is the water of life.
因为我们将会同那位生命泉源的主永远同在。
Do you know him?
你认不认识他呢？
You can know him today.
你可以今日就去认识他。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。好了，今集的节目到此为止，我们下次再会。